insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing these verses of Chapter Shu'ara. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 214th, 215th, 16th, and 217th verses of the chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين.
And warn, O Muhammad, your closest kindred.
واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين.
And lower your wing to those who follow you of the believers.
فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون.
And if they disobey you, then say, indeed, I am dissociated from what you are doing.
وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم.
And rely upon the exalted in might, the merciful.
Regarding these verses, dear listeners, we said that in order to start a vast revolutionary program, it is evident that it must begin with smaller and more condensed rings. So, at first, the Holy Prophet had to prepare himself. The Holy Quran addressed him, فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ. First, you have to believe in monotheism yourself. And then, أَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. So start your invitation from this small group. So it was better for the Prophet ﷺ to begin his first call with his relations, who knew both his pure background more than others, and love of his close relation with them required that they hearken to his word more than others, because they, comparing with the others, were further from jealousies, enmities, and taking a kind of defensive position. By the way, according to what has been recorded in the Islamic histories, the third year of his embassy, the Prophet of Islam sallallahu was commissioned to convey this call. For until then, the call was being achieved hiddenly, and only a few people had embraced Islam. But now it was time for the obvious invitation. But when this verse that says, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, when these verses were sent down, the Prophet ﷺ was commissioned to announce this call manifestly and to begin it first with his own nearest relations. The Holy Quran elsewhere says, therefore declare openly what you are bidden and turn you away from the polytheists.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So the Holy Quran, after ordering the Prophet to go to invite people, goes on to talk about the manner of conveying and warning, and it really explains briefly. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lower your wing, be humble to the believer who follows you. The interesting point in this verse, dear listeners, is that if you want to be considered from among the ones who believe in the Almighty Allah, you have to obey the Holy Prophet. Because the verse could have said, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It could have said, lower your wing to the believers. But the verse, interestingly, says, لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In fact, it is defining the true mu'min. Who is the true mu'min? The true mu'min, the true believer, is the one who follows you. So, if you want to be considered from among the believers, if you want to be considered from among the monotheists, you have to obey the Holy Prophet. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So, the Holy Prophet invited his close relations to Abu Talib's house. On that day, they were 40 people, and among the Prophet's uncles, only Abu Talib, Hamza, and Abu Lahab attended the meeting. After having the food, when the Prophet ﷺ wanted to fulfill his duty and convey his call, Abu Lahab took the initiative and disturbed the situation by his sayings. So the Prophet ﷺ invited them again for food on the following day. So he did not stop after the invitation was disturbed. He moved on and invited them once again. أنذر عشيرتك الأقربين واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين. So he was still humble even after the invitation session was disturbed. We will be continuing with the commentary of these verses, God willing, in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.